Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So this was probably a couple of weeks ago because we did the whole Black Friday thing. Me, my mom, and my aunt always go out. And we get done pretty early, around 8 o'clock in the morning. So we always go and have breakfast. Well, my dining experience at this one particular place was ruined all by a menu. So we go into IHOP. And the normal thing I get at IHOP, it's so good in the morning. And you go there and you have your one thing that you really love there. For me, it's a country omelet. Because those are the bomb. They're huge, so you can't eat all of it.
Is that the one with like the ham, cheese, onion,
everything?
It's got everything.
Yeah. The hash browns, the cheese.
I think they even put sour cream on it to make it even less healthy.
And it's so good.
But more tasty.
Mm-hmm. And you don't really notice like the fat calories you're eating or any of the calories in it. You just want to go there because you like it.
And it's an omelet. How unhealthy can it be? Who cares if there's sour cream and cheese? It's an omelet,
it's
man.
Breakfast. Right. It's breakfast.
By nature, it's healthy.
Yes.
And you're going to burn it off all day.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. You've already been burning it off. We've been walking around shopping.
They tell you not to skip breakfast, so.
That's right. So we all go to sit down, open up the menus, and every item, I'm talking from the appetizers to the end of the menu with the desserts, has the calorie amount, the sugars, the carbs in it, everything listed under every single item. Mm. Not just under, because under normal menus, they have like the healthy ones where you can like pick and choose and you can see what calories.
Yeah, that heart-friendly page that nobody reads.
Right.
Yeah, the healthy fare.
Unless
yeah.
you're on your way home from pacemaker and surgery, you didn't even look at that.
They had calories on the menu.
Yeah.
For everything.
Do they have fat grams too?
Yes.
No
fat grams,
way.
Everything. And I could not get my country omelet because it showed 1,600 to 2,000 calories.
Whoa. I can't believe they would volunteer to do something like that. That must be some kind of legal deal that they had to do. Well, there are some places though, like they're sort of like the... It doesn't much matter anyway if they have the calories listed anyway. I mean, if you're going to...
if I'm going to Cold Stone,
if you're going to Cold Stone,
right. Yeah. It's not because you just got off 2 hours on the treadmill.
You don't even...
Cold Stone because you're going to get an ice
cream.
Yeah,
very few healthy options anyway. If you're going there, you're going there to crush your diet.
Right.
That's it.
But I'm sure it is the law because there are people who, want... Because it is hard to go out and eat and be... really healthy, unfortunately. It's unfortunate to say, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I disagree with you. I think there's always something on the menu that you can find that's healthy, no matter where you go, if you're really committed to it.
But it's a struggle.
And you got to know what you're doing.
Right, and it shouldn't be a struggle. The majority of your experience should be easy to find something healthy when you really have to look.
But it's your responsibility for your own eating. Like, you're responsible for whether you eat out or eat at home, or you're responsible for what you choose off the menu or what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the restaurant's job to be your... The health doctor.
Especially if you're going to a place like McDonald's, where
those kind of stories where people blame McDonald's for their kids being fat and then they go sue them. Like, that drives me crazy.
Right.
Your kids aren't fat because of McDonald's. It's because
you
make those food choices
and
you're too lazy to figure out how to actually cook a decent meal.
You're too lazy to cook at home, and that's why you're obese.
Because it's more expensive, by the way, to go to McDonald's every single day than it is to go grocery shopping and get something healthy.
But how come some restaurants do it and others don't? Like, we're at McDonald's quite a bit for the kids now. I wish my kids were a little heavier. But when I go and I look at the menu, it bums me out. But there are other places, like I don't see it as prominent if we go to Burger King.
I don't want
Some places have it separated from the actual menu. There's some like sub shops and stuff that have the card. Like if you want to
so
go see
go
it,
check
you
it
can
out.
Go check it out if you want
That's
to.
That's smart.
Let me Google it. What's it called?
Yeah.
At least it's an option.
It doesn't need to be in their face. It doesn't need to be in their faces. It's not the restaurant's job. To do that,
it literally took me 20 minutes to decide what I wanted to eat because I thought everyone around me was going to judge my food because of the calories because they can look on their menu and see, oh, she's eating 2,000 calories this morning. Great.
Now we're getting back into that conversation about how women are so into their own heads about everything they eat. There's nobody in that restaurant that's judging you on what you're eating because everybody else is in there eating the same damn thing.
Well, no.
They're relieved, I would think. If you're eating that much and something that's not good for you, it probably gives them an excuse to eat the same thing.
Well, then when probably you are relieved, yeah.
Yes. Well, then when you have the health conscious person at the table, then you're like, oh, what are they going to think if I get this little
I make fun of people who eat healthy at bad places. I mean,
awful.
Traditionally bad food places, and IHOP, yes, you're a great place, and that's where you're a guilty pleasure, and so is Cold Stone Creamery.
It's like going to McDonald's and getting a salad shaker.
Yeah,
like,
I will make fun of you, because have stepped foot in the door, then just go all in. Like, you can't dip your toe in the pool. You've got to dive head first.
Yeah, if you're going to go there,
you know what you're getting into.
Go big or go home.
Yes, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not forgetting to put the cheese on my quarter pounder just because I'm going to save 100 calories.
Oh, and order a Diet Coke.
Right. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Or a water.
Hey, can I have one new third pound Angus burgers, please? But go easy on the meat.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't want to.
A super extra triple large Diet Coke.
Right.
Shut up.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school. So
thank you
for that. Anyway, I have a comment about you guys, and I just think it's really funny. Mm-hmm. I'm actually about to graduate nursing school, so mm-hmm. nutrition and health awareness is like a really big push in mm-hmm. bachelor's programs now. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation, actually a debate, about a semester ago about should people put the calories and fat content, you know, nutritional facts on a menu. And a lot of people said, no, absolutely not, exactly what you guys are saying. It's a personal decision. But I think we're getting defensive because that personal decision, when somebody gives us the information, it makes it harder for us to rationalize and justify mm-hmm. why we're going to have that country omelet, which is my favorite too. But we get defensive about it because, well, no, this is my personal decision, and we don't want to have to be held accountable for knowing all the facts before we make that personal decision. I'm all for it. I think exactly what you guys are saying. You're not going to not put the cheese on your quarter pounder. So put the cheese on your quarter pounder. Just know when you went into it that that's an extra 100 calories. That's an extra 10 minutes on the elliptical when you get to the gym after work.
So what are you saying? That if the calorie stuff is not up, if the ingredients are not up, then it's easier for you to go ahead and eat that stuff because you could always sort of subconsciously say, I didn't even know how bad it was for me. But if it's there in front of your face, then all of a sudden it makes it way more difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're held accountable for the choices you make because you have all the information, you make a more informed decision. We wouldn't go and buy a house, you know, without all the mm-hmm. specs on the home being listed. You know, you don't just look at it and say, hey, that looks good. That's yummy. I'm going for that. And if you're going to Cold Stone, you already know it's all in the toilet, you know. Yeah.
Right. You're going
well,
big.
Well, before it gets to the toilet, it's going to be in my tummy. It's going to feel good. So I think that I don't necessarily disagree with the calorie count being listed. You know, I do think, I wonder if instead of being right there, if it's somewhere available. I do agree, because I want the labels on my food in the grocery store to tell me exactly what's in there, because I do think that it allows me a more informed decision. Because if I am a workout, you know, person, if I am following Katie Jo's lead and I'm making sure I'm looking at everything, then if I want to indulge, then I'm able to go to IHOP or Cold Stone and see exactly how much I'm indulging.
The flip side of that isn't... wouldn't you think the flip side of that is the treadmill, who, after you've been on it for what seems like 4 months, you move the magazine to the side mm-hmm. and notice that you've gone burned a total of 41 calories,
right? Mm-hmm.
Even though you're pretty sure that your legs are on fire. Like
who told you that story?
That is the like, that's the, you don't want to be held accountable. Like, I want to know that if I get on the treadmill for 15 minutes, I have canceled out the country omelet I had this
wish.
Morning.
No way. Wish. Good morning, Tracy. You're on Q100.
But I was on the treadmill.
Good morning. I think that when you go to a place like IHOP and you know that there's calories and things like that, if you're with your friends, I think you should just relax. I mean, why are you worried about what they're going to think or judge you, or the people around you are going to judge you for what you eat? You're in a restaurant. You're there to have fun. You're there to socialize and have some good food. I mean, you shouldn't be in a position to where you worry about what people are going to think about you.
Yeah, we're starting to regurgitate the same conversation we had a couple of weeks ago when I made the suggestion over Thanksgiving weekend mm-hmm. that if you're very conscious about what you put in your body as far as food goes, and you're always sort of stressed out about your diet, for 3 days, give yourself this mental just mm-hmm. relaxation. Eat whatever you want. And worry about it when you get back, right? But for 3 days, eat turkey and mashed potatoes and put gravy on there and really indulge. And what we found is that a lot of women aren't capable of doing that. Most women are not capable of doing that.
Well, I mean, to me and, you know, to the African-American culture, if you are, you know, I mean, I won't say, I can't speak for all African Americans, but I mean, it would be insulting just to have like a little puny plate at Thanksgiving because you know how hard everybody cooks.
Right.
Or just whatever. I mean, it's about, I think it goes more subconsciously or mentally to where it's like, okay, are you truly starving yourself? Why do you care so much about what people think? You're taking care of yourself, you're eating healthy 364 or 3 days out of the year, relax. There are more things to worry about, especially if you're taking care of yourself. It's okay to go to IHOP once a year or twice a year, even three times a year. Just relax.
I agree, but most were saying that the word that I heard more than anything else when we talked about that was remorse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you do that, there's just such deep remorse about it.
And I think that all of that is great in theory. Right. We can all subscribe to that theory, but I think when you're actually in this situation, you do feel like other people around the table are judging you for what mm-hmm. you're ordering, especially if they're ordering healthy.
Well, you can see it on the menu now.
Well, if there's a skinny white girl sitting at a table eating, you know, what do you call it? What's the name of the
country omelet?
Country omelet. And an overweight white woman eating the country omelet at the table. How many people would judge the heavy woman more than the skinny? In your mind, be honest with yourself and tell me that you haven't looked at a heavy woman eating a big plate of food and think to yourself, well, honey, if you didn't eat all that, then that's
what
you would be big.
Even
we do judge each other.
But women even look at the skinny woman and go, oh, my God, how does she get away with that? God,
it's not just women. I think a guy would look at a big girl's plate and think that.
People used to give so much grief to Tracy St. George when she used to work here, because every single day she would have McDonald's or Burger King or Chick-fil-A, Doritos, Wendy's, all for lunch.
Ugh. And so it's not fine to have food.
Rail thin.
But her cholesterol is 365.
One call I didn't get to, which I think is a really great call, and it's a really important point, is that sometimes when you go to those fast food restaurants, it's a little bit deceiving. Like if you go to a Taco Bell and you order the taco salad there, in a lot of cases, it's the fattest thing that you can get on the menu, and people don't know that.
That is true.
You just think that it says salad, so it's healthy, but if you eat that shell, that's like eating 19 burritos right there, and people don't know that.
Sometimes salad dressing is the kiss of death.
Right. Yes.
You can be eating all
most
kinds of
time.
Good vegetables, and you smother it in that stuff,
and the truth
is
that probably 90% of the people in this country don't know how to eat healthy. They just don't have the education and don't know. So that calorie stuff is probably pretty important stuff.
And when you have, like me, when you have a chronic illness, if you have a specialized illness, it's even harder. It's even harder to go out there and find healthy food. No place really serves healthy food for somebody who's sick.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.